This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by our friends at BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com and get yourself set up with an account and get in on the action today. As always, I'm Thomas Viola, and joining me here as we celebrate, Taylor, my man, Taylor Wilson. We are enjoying it because we cashed a plus 475 on Austin to beat LAFC. The system works, people. The system works. Huge hit for us. Made my week 3-5 record for me in the midweek clashes, but up a whole three units.
It is full celebration mode, Mr. Viola. We both did say, I don't think we're going to find that price tag on Austin again this year. And now it increasingly looks like that'll definitely be the case. You're not going to be able to find a close to 5-1 price on a team that, let's face it, might lift MLS Cup. I don't know. Yeah. Like, this team is absolutely legit. They're now doing it away from home as well. Incredible hit by you. I obviously had completely the opposite side. Rough week for me, 4-6 in the midweek, going down 1.97 units. But this is about celebrating the show right now, Tom. You are putting us on your back. You are the banner. This play is saving our entire midweek. And I love it, Tom. So great hit on that on Austin.
I will take it. I am now 26-37, down two units, but I think that we're turning that corner. We went slightly positive last week, hugely positive in the midweek. I think we're turning the corner. We're getting the read that we want on the league. Let's see if we can't keep that going here. It's going to be a fun one. I got to catch a plane to Jersey in a few hours. In the words of John Paul Jones, I have not yet begun to pack. But right now, let's take a look through some of these games, starting off with LAFC versus Columbus Crew. And now here we go. A tough home loss to Austin in the midweek means it's time to get back on track here. Trip to Columbus feels like a good place to do it. LA plus 205 on the road. Columbus plus 132 at home here. I'm taking Los Angeles. I am taking LAFC at the 2-1 price. It is the system. You bet good teams on the road. I still think this is a good team. I just think that they need a bounce back spot here, and this is the place to do it.
Right off the bat, full agreement, Tom. This feels like a complete overreaction to a little bit of a skid for LAFC, a team that, you know, went to the Vortex in Commerce City in Colorado and took a loss and then lost to, like we say, maybe the future MLS Cup champion. Not a ton of shame in either of those losses. Before that, this team was red hot, absolutely beating teams of similar quality to Columbus and better. I think they totally get it done here. I have no idea why you're able to get them at better than 2-1. You know, one play I also looked here was maybe an over. It's hit in 7 of Columbus's last 10 home matches going back to last year. That's something to consider as well if you're really just not into the side or not into LA for some reason. You could also look, Tom, I'm a bit more in chase mode than you are right now, so I'm looking very aggressive on a couple of these plays. I did pair some things together in the same game parlay market just to see. You can get LAFC and both teams to score plus 420.
Oh,
it's a consideration, but I just feel like that's a little bit passing up the blessing of being able to get LAFC just on its own at 2-1, right? Like, I don't know. That feels like a play that you do when it's a minus play, but maybe a little bit of a unit, right? Maybe a half unit or something.
Yeah, I'd sprinkle a half unit on that. I would not complain about that. I'd want some exposure to just LA, but I think both teams can score in this game, and you could make something out of that. I don't hate that play at all. The next game up, DC versus Toronto here. DC at home minus 182, Toronto plus 440, and the drop $3.30 here. I mean, Lightning's not going to strike, but I can't take Toronto plus 440 here. Pulling up some of these stats real quick, though. DC's the 20th best team at home. The problem is Toronto, not much better on the road. They're 23rd. They have 4 losses and a draw in their last 5. I can't do it. I am actually just going to stay away from this game. The total's at 3.5, but the under is -190. If what I do is maybe shop around, see if you can get an under 2.5. But even then, I don't know. This is a total stay away.
The problem with the under, and I've kind of enjoyed unders with DC United so far this season, it's just the Toronto side of things. You don't know how badly they're going to screw you over. This is looking like a historically bad, maybe a historically bad team in a lot of ways, but especially on the road. I mean, that's where some of these numbers are just completely horrific. Even if you extend things back to last year, no wins in their last 10 away matches. Toronto, they have by far the worst away expected goals against average in the league with 17 plus in six games, Tom. That's basically the analytics saying they're expected to leak three goals a game when they're away from home. That is absolutely horrific. This is a fascinating situation because Lorenzo Insignia is arriving in July. I don't know if he's now trying to, you know, call his agent and make, you know, hit cancel on that as
quickly as possible. Made a huge mistake.
Yeah, I also don't know. It'll be fascinating if he comes in as a 30-year-old still in the prime of his career and actually just fixes everything. The problem is he can't play defense, so I don't think he's going to fix that side of the team. But for now, Toronto, you know, five losses in a row overall, you just can't take anything on them. They were at +460 earlier. It does seem like the public is trying this out a little bit just as a kind of MLS play, right? You can get a team at +460. Now it's going a little bit the other direction. Eventually things have to go right for Toronto, but I think if and when that happens, it'll come at home. I don't think that's coming on the road, even though I don't love DC United as a home team. So this is my first pure runaway, stay away, no play for me, Tom.
I'm right there with you. Got to get that one out of the way. Next up on the board here, we got Nashville at +108 at home versus your boys Atlanta, who are $2.60 road dogs here, and the draw at 230. I faded Smashville in the midweek at my own peril with that Montreal 3-1 price that was just too juicy to pass up. 2-1 loss for Montreal, but I'm back on board the Smashville train here at home. $1.08 favorites. And you're getting a tiny bit of plus money against, no offense, Taylor, an Atlanta team that has not been all that bueno so far this season here. Atlanta's lost 4 of 5 on the road. I'll take a small plus price on Nashville.
I think that's reasonable enough. I'm not going to touch either side here. I'm instead going to go into the Nashville, both teams to score at home market again. I hit on that in midweek. You can get it at -113. Nashville have now scored in 9 of their last 11 home games. That, of course, goes back to the old stadium. But Atlanta, they've scored in 6 games in a row all comp. So even when things are going south for Atlanta United, they are scoring goals. They've been a tough team to shut out this year. I think they're finally turning the corner and maybe – you know, I don't, how dare I say the next Miguel Almiron, but maybe actually hitting on a South American transfer again with Thiago Almada. He's looked great. The problem is who's putting the ball in the back of the net at times. However, like I say, they get shut out very rarely. It's now 6 on the trot for them where they've scored at least one. So I feel pretty confident about Atlanta giving one side of this. My read here is Nashville 2-1, maybe even Nashville 3-1, something like that. So I don't mind a Nashville play. I'm just not going to take it myself. I'm going to go both teams to score. Yes, -113 here.
All right, I'm going to take that Nashville side, but I don't hate your thoughts at all. Next game up on the board, NYCFC, the Buzzsaw at -265 in the friendly confines of Yankee Stadium versus the Chicago Fire 7-1 dogs, +375. I can't play the over because -152 at the 2.5. I guess I could potentially, if I'm playing this out here, I could parlay the over with New York City to win at +102. But my fear is that they score 2 goals and the Fire don't help you out at all here. The other way you can go, you can take the 7-1 and say, hopefully this is the MLS game of the week, because there's always that one game that defies all expectations. You can hope that that's this spot, but if I had to make a play, I'm going to lean New York and the over and hope that they just smash the heck out of them, but I don't know that you're going to actually get it.
Trust me, I had to consider that with my Chase situation. I had to consider, hey, could I take Chicago? But this is not a good Chicago team. They're not a good Chicago team on the road in particular. And NYCFC are absolutely rolling. Most home goals in the league. Everyone can make fun of the baseball park all they want. NYCFC are hard to beat when they're playing there, especially now that they're out of the Champions League vortex. Best expected goals at home, best expected goal difference at home. All of the numbers really love NYCFC at home. So I'm going all in, Tom. I went from maybe trying to look into a 7-1 Chicago play. I'm now doing NYCFC minus a goal and a half plus 112. I'm just going completely all in on this one. My read is, honestly, I think that 2-0 you mentioned is very plausible, which is the only reason why I wouldn't do an over. That gives me a little bit more flexibility. I don't think Chicago helps me on it, and I'm a little bit scared that maybe that number hits right at 2 exactly. So I'm going to go NYCFC to beat them by 2 goals, something they've been able to do against a lot of opponents at home this season, Tom.
Let me see right here if I can find an exacta number. Can we do this?
It's worth a look. It's certainly worth a look.
Yeah.
A league I love exactas in, and we've talked about this before. You know, exactas often for a Wednesday night Wolves versus Burnley trying to hit the 1-0 kind of situation in England. MLS is a lot trickier in the exacta market. But what do you got? Do you have it yet?
I don't have an exacta for us, but NYCFC at plus 125 to win to nil. Do not hate.
Also, I just pulled it up. 2-0 NYCFC plus 575 to confirm that. So
there we go. Plus the 575. Look, that's not a smart bet, but maybe worth sprinkling something on. But I'm going to focus more in on, I'll take even money on New York and the over as my lean in this game. Not necessarily a play, but that's where I lean in this direction. Switching to the other New York team, the Red Bulls are back in the friendly confines of not their own stadium, which is good for them because this team has been absolutely bonkers on the road. They are the best road team in the league. 4 out of their last 5 have been wins. The fifth one, the draw that we saw versus Chicago in the midweek here. And I'm going to take a look here, and I'm going to say this is the time to get back in on the Red Bulls market. They beat us out in that last game, but they're taking on Inter Miami here. Miami, a $3 home dog. Red Bulls minus 115 on the money line right now. You can take Red Bull money line. You can also take the over 2.5. It's well known at this point that they're a better road team than home. Miami has 1 win in their last 5, and they leak goals like nobody's business. I can parlay these together, and I can create a 2-1 Red Bull and overplay. So I'm going to do just that.
Yeah, I think we have the exact same read here. I mean, you look at Red Bulls away from home this year, best away expected goals in all of MLS, Tom. They're also tied with Montreal with the most away goals with 14. They've been fantastic on the road. I also like that this isn't kind of like a high noon, high humidity kickoff time. You're getting it a little bit later in the day there in Miami, which is something I like to look at when you're trying to consider, you know, goals being scored. Sometimes it can get a little bit sluggish there in South Florida, but less so with this Inter defense. You're absolutely right about that. There are a few different plays I looked at. You get over 1.5 team goals for New York Red Bulls at minus 106. You could get both teams to score, yes, at minus 127, or you could take just the straight up Red Bulls money line, which is now at minus 113, which has actually moved slightly in the correct direction. I'm just going to go Red Bulls minus 113. Some of the plays, I think the last couple of slates for me, I've maybe overthought a little bit. I've had a lot of same game parlay stuff.
Oh, we lost you there. Yeah, as you're going into the same game parlay stuff, as you're coming off of it, I'm starting to go into it, but continue.
Yeah, I'm trying to simplify things a little bit for my outlook this week. So, you know, this is a good example of me liking all things Red Bulls. I do like both teams to score. I mean, I think Inter will probably give you the 1, even if the Red Bulls win this game. But that's an even worse price. You can get the Red Bulls now at minus 113 with both teams to score, yes, at minus 127. So, if I like both of those, I'm just going to go the better value, and it's a slightly simpler outlook as well as I try to do that with my philosophy this week. So give me the Red Bulls, Tom, to win the game.
There we go. The next game that we have up here, FC Cincinnati versus the New England Revolution. Cincinnati 2-1 home dogs. Revolution plus 128 on the road, and the draw plus 250. Is it time to start believing in Cincy? They've been better on the road than at home, but only New York has more points in their last 5 matches. That is wild. New England's in horrendous road form, winless in their last 5. I'm going to take a 2-1 Cincy home dog. We're in the twilight zone.
Full agreement, Tom. I absolutely love this price. I think it's completely the wrong price. New England has not been good on the road. 2 draws, 3 losses, and 5. They've not yet won away from home this year. And while it hasn't always gone according to plan for Cincinnati at home this season, they do have the third best home expected goals in the league. You know, when you're looking at what kind of should have happened in a lot of those games, this is one of the great chance creation teams in the league. We've been talking about that. I think that absolutely comes to fruition here. It might not be a blowout, you know, like we've seen New England really challenge some teams increasingly since they've dumped out of the Champions League, but I absolutely love the price. I think the price is wrong and it's a good chance to help the unit management. So yeah, plus 200 Cincy. Let's go, baby.
Next up here, we have Portland versus Philly. It's going to be in Portland this game. And you're looking at the price here. It's dead even. Plus 160 on Portland is the home favorite. Plus 165 on Philly is the road dog. So barely any difference there. $2.30 for the draw and the over 2.5 at minus 113. Under slightly favored at minus 120. Damn, Philly. They are looking like AFC Richmond right now. 5 straight draws. Portland coming off an L to the Quakes on the road where they did not look in that game despite grabbing 2 goals and losing 3-2. I'm going to take Portland in the spot at plus 160 for no other reason than the fact the game is at 10 p.m. on Sunday Eastern time. I think that Philly is not going to be in a great spot here. I think they're going to end up losing this game, and then they'll come home and they'll start grabbing some wins again and return to form. But I think this is kind of the loss that breaks the streak. I think Timbers need to go out and get a win in this spot, and they're going to be able to do it against the tired Philly team.
I mean, you mentioned the AFC Richmond draw streak. The plus 235 tie here has to be worth a look, just considering what the trend data is saying. That's an incredible price for a very plausible outcome. I'm instead, though, going to do something where this might hit in a draw anyway. It's very conservative. There's a lot of juice, but both teams to score, yes, minus 148. I know Philly is coming off of being shut out. That was the first time that's happened this season. And even in that game, they had 8 shots on target to Inter's 2. They absolutely should have had some goals. It was another game. Now, back-to-back Philly games. You really could say this for the entire draw stretch. They've left some points on the table. They've had some really good opportunities. Hasn't been coming through. I initially actually was looking at the opposite side of you, Tom, looking at maybe Philly plus 170 when I saw that earlier.
I was entertaining sorry to interrupt you. I was entertaining it, but I think that it's going to be a tough east to west trip, especially with how tough Portland can be to play at home. I mean, looking at the away record here for Philly, it's not like they've been bad. They're the 9th best team on the road, but a loss and 2 draws in their last 3 on the road here. They're definitely slipping in form, and that's why I'm going to go the other way on this one.
No, and it makes sense. And I do think you're seeing what the markets are looking at with Portland. We talked about this in the futures market. There is an expectation kind of across the league that Portland is about to build into something for their second half of the season, at least a lot better than we've seen in the first couple of months. So all of that is there. I just want to go more conservative. I feel like I'm going to get that Philly goal that I need here. I could see this finishing 1-1 or 2-2. I don't really have much of a read on the side. You make some good points with the travel. So both teams to score, yes, minus 148. I know it's not your type of play, Tom, but I feel pretty confident there. Both teams to score, yes, plays with Philly have been really, really successful this season. And Portland, early on, they were just such a hard team to read, but increasingly it's looking like that might be the case with them as well.
Taylor, I was going to say this is where we should say goodbye to our YouTube viewers, but we have sped through some of these games to the point where I think we can fit in one, maybe even, dare I say, 2 more games here on the video show. We're going to go Rapids versus Sounders next up here. Colorado minus 132 at home. The Sounders plus 325 on the road and $2.80 on the draw. It's the system. We play good teams on the road, and despite their record, Seattle is coming into their own. We cashed an easy 2-1 ticket on them versus Houston in their last game. They continue that road trip here, coming back towards the West Coast to Colorado this time. I'm going to take them plus 325 here. If they keep giving us these prices, I'm going to keep taking them. Unless they rotate the squad, they're a better team than the Rapids. Yes, Colorado's unbeaten in 5 at home, but only one of those I'm really putting stock to, and that's the midweek LAFC game last weekend. Impressive, yes, but followed up by a road loss to Sporting Kansas City. They're good at home, trash on the road, but we have to play the system here.
Full agreement, and you can get that number now at plus 340. I'm surprised the public is moving that the opposite direction than I expected, but there it is. Just an amazing price on a team that is gearing into being once again an MLS Cup contender, which how many times have we said that about the Sounders? Colorado, obviously, I mentioned the vortex that is Commerce City. Just one goal allowed in six home games. I mean, that's a pretty incredible record. Fifth best home expected goal difference as well when you just look at it more holistically. But the Sounders are back. I think that attack is good enough to break through some of that defensive mojo for Colorado at home. Even if it's just 1-0 and it's ugly, I think the Sounders find a way to get this win. And if I feel that way, even if I think it's a coin flip here, at better, you know, close to 3.5 to 1 odds, that is just a price you absolutely have to take. Like Tom says, it's the system. So take that, you know, crazy good road dog price on a good Seattle team here.
Completely agree. Next up, Montreal versus Real Salt Lake here. In this one, it's going to be a little bit interesting. Montreal minus 141 at home, RSL plus 375 on the road, and the draw at plus 270. Montreal's got the league's sixth best expected goals per 90 at home. RSL has one of the league's worst on the road. Minus 141 is a good amount of juice, but I think it's the play here as this Montreal team looks to bounce back after the road loss to Nashville in the midweek. I'm going to take Montreal here. Might work them into a parlay later on.
Yeah, we have the same read. I was looking into whether I should do Montreal just straight up on the money line at minus 139, or if I should take them on team goals. Unfortunately, you're also laying juice there, but the price is slightly better. And so I think I'm going to do that. Montreal over 1.5 team goals at minus 127. I like both of those plays. I read this as Montreal winning and scoring a decent amount of goals. Since losing to Philly amid all of their Champions League travel, when they had to go to Mexico on two separate trips, Tom, and then go all the way back to Canada each of those times, since that stretch of their season, they have 3 wins and 3 home games with 8 goals scored in those, 2+ in every single one. RSL 5 in a row away from home without a win. I'm not too scared about them blowing this up. You know, occasionally they can keep the game a little bit tighter than you'd like, maybe when you're taking an over team's goals against them, but I love Montreal at home to do it. And RSL, all the kind of defensive stuff that happens at home goes out the window when they're on the road. So
yeah,
I'm not as concerned there. I think Montreal gets it done. Like I say, if you'd prefer them just to win the game and have a little bit more flexibility, go for it. I'm going to take them to score 2 or more goals here.
All right, Taylor, I think that is going to do it for us here on the video portion. If you guys are watching us here on the YouTubes, don't forget to hit us with that like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Let people know that you're liking us. Let people know that you're winning, or trick your enemies into watching us instead if you're hating us. But we appreciate you sticking around. If you want to hear the rest of our plays, 4 games left on the slate, head on over to either Apple or Spotify or wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. And we are right there, MLS Betting Weekly. Thank you so much to Bet Rivers for sponsoring the show. They are our friends here. You can head on over to betrivers.com, sign up, and get in on the action today. In the meantime, for our YouTube viewers, we will catch you guys next episode. All right, let's head on back in for our audio listeners here. Thank you guys so much for sticking around. We've got Charlotte versus Vancouver up next. Charlotte has the league's highest expected goals allowed at home, which is weird because they've only lost 1 in their last 5 home matches. Maybe they're getting lucky, but Vancouver's also the league's worst road team, and the odds are kind of reflecting that here. Charlotte minus 127 at home, the draw at plus 280, Vancouver at $3.10 dogs here. I have no desire to play Vancouver in this spot. This feels like a winnable game for Charlotte. I'm going to go minus 127 here.
Yeah, it's full agreement. Again, you have to follow the numbers here. Charlotte is still a good home team. 4 wins, 2 losses in that stretch. Third best points per game at home in the Eastern Conference. I think you're seeing that kind of the expansion side version of Charlotte when they're away from home, but very tricky team to beat at home. You also, you know, you mentioned some of the travel stuff on the other games, Tom. This is a about as extreme of a trip as you can get in MLS from British Columbia to North Carolina. So, you know, that's part of the element here as well. I watched a lot of that Vancouver-Dallas game in midweek, and we'll talk about Dallas in a little. You know, Vancouver, they were the better team once they equalized, but they got completely outplayed for the first 60, 70 minutes of that game. and it was extremely frustrating as a Dallas better, but that is what it is. I still don't think Vancouver is particularly good, and especially not away from home. This is not the kind of number I want on Charlotte at all. This is not one of my favorite plays of the week for that reason, but you have to take it based on all the numbers. So give me Charlotte -125, -127, whatever it is now, give me Charlotte.
Yep, I'm with you 100% of the way. Hopefully that number comes back in our favor a little bit. I doubt it will, but I got to go and lay a little bit of juice on that one. The next game up, San Jose versus Sporting Kansas City here. San Jose -103 at home, SKC +255 on the road, same as the draw price. Sporting Kansas City going to be down two players here, Daniel Saloy and Andreu Fontas, because of red cards in the extracurricular activities. Four red cards in the Colorado-Kansas City game last night. That was an absolutely wild ending there. SKC won the game 2-1, but they are still one of the absolute trash teams in the league here. Second worst on the road. And we play San Jose at home versus bad teams. Honestly, San Jose, Quakes have quietly won 5 of 7 since firing Matias Almeida. The over is still always going to be in play. You can play that here, no problem, at -143 on the 2.5. You can parlay it with a San Jose money line price, and you're going to get just around to, you're going to get just around to, let's see here, 2-1, as to be expected here on that money line plus over. I'm going Quakes here. I'm definitely riding the money line. Might add the over into it.
I can understand any kind of fading Sporting, particularly when they're away from home. I'm just not going to glue myself to a side on this one. Instead, just doing Quakes over 1.5 team goals. That comes in at -115. I like that more than just the overall 2.5 at -143. If nothing else, just because of the price. I mean, the price is better and you're reading the game in a similar way, but you don't have to get anything from Sporting. So barring, you know, a complete Sporting collapse, usually the Quakes will allow even pretty poor offensive teams in to get a goal or two when push comes to shove. But I don't want to have to rely on Sporting for anything there. So give me just a Quakes bet over 1.5 team goals at -115, Tom.
There we go. I like that 1.5 team goals. I mean, the Quake system is very simple. Score a lot of goals, give up a lot of goals, and see where it ends. That's what they're doing. They've got Nathan back at center back. He's rounding into form, which should help them. But this is still an over team, and they're still a team that can make mincemeat out of bad teams in this league. They're going to start climbing up the standings. They could potentially be a playoff team now. Oh. I'm not just saying that.
Don't look now.
They're playing good ball. There was the question last night after the win. Are the Quakes actually good? The answer might not be no.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. Next game up, Austin versus Orlando here. And we've got Austin +$1.07. Orlando +245 on the road and the draw +240. We love Austin for that midweek win. I still like them versus Orlando. However, slightly less so. Orlando's been the fourth best road team in the league with just one loss in their last five. Austin, though, top five at home. I hesitantly pick them. I lean Austin at +107 here.
Well, and Orlando's been a surprisingly good away defensive team. In fact, the third best in the league, just in terms of the goals conceded department. So that's what throws me off of maybe like an overplay or even an Austin team's goals play. I was looking at both of those as my first options here because I didn't really love the +110 for an Austin team that, you know, it feels like they could come back to earth after just a massive result in midweek. But I don't know. We've said that a lot this, or at least I've said that a lot this year, and they just keep winning. They keep figuring it out other than the little stretch they had earlier this month. So I think they're better than Orlando. I agree with some of the Orlando numbers, you know, again, throw me off of an Austin team goals bet. But before losing to the Galaxy earlier this month, Austin had 4 wins, 1 draw at home, no losses, combined score 15-2 on the aggregate. I mean, those numbers are insane. A lot of that came from five goal performances to start out the season, but they've been really, really good and hard to beat in general. And you're still getting them at a plus price. So, you know, if I'm taking Charlotte -125, I'm absolutely taking Austin +110 in this spot, Tom.
Yeah, I think that you absolutely have to do that. You're right. That's going to be the play there. The last game up, Galaxy versus Houston. 3-teamer with Galaxy money line here is going to be my play because you have to look at these. You have to look at these numbers here. Galaxy minus 139, the Dynamo plus 380, and the draw plus 260. The Dynamo, they're not very good. And LA needs a win in this spot. They've had a couple bad outings their last few. I think that they're going to get the W at home, but I don't want to buy it individually here. So I'm going to have it in a parlay with Nashville plus 108 and San Jose plus 103 for 6-1. That's my parlay that I'm going to give out this week.
Okay, I like it. I'm taking the Galaxy just on their own at minus 137. And, you know, this is the week that everyone's asking, you know, actually, how good are the Galaxy? Are they good? A couple of really disappointing results in a row for them. But just look at their season. I mean, they've had as tough of a schedule, I would say, as any team in the league. They've beaten Austin, Nashville, LAFC, Portland, NYCFC, and they beat Charlotte away, which they're only one of two teams in Charlotte's six home games that has been able to do that. Houston's only beaten Inter Miami away. That's the only time that we've seen them go away this year and pull off a result. I don't think they do it away at the Galaxy. It's a juicy number to take them on, but you can't take them. I understand the Galaxy in a parlay. I don't mind that this week, but I'm taking them just on their own minus 137 here, Tom.
All right, Taylor. Well, there you have it. Those are our selections for this week's MLS weekend slate. Hopefully we have as much success as we did over the weekend. We missing one?
We got Dallas, Minnesota. I'm only bringing it up because I like the play a lot. So let me just get into it really quickly, Tom, here at the end, at the buzzer, if you will. Dallas.
Hey, with you. Right there with you. I can't believe I don't have it on my notes here. Just accidentally skipped over it.
It's all good. Dallas, I'm coming off of a real heartbreaker in a game that they could have absolutely pulled off a solid plus money line away at Vancouver in midweek. They come back home where they have been unstoppable this year. Four of their five home matches, they've won by two or more goals. Minnesota away from home, not particularly good. They've also conceded in five of their last two away from home. Only Toronto, Tom, has a worse expected goals against average on the road than Minnesota this year. So they really do. They have solid defensive form at home. That completely goes out the window on the road. For that reason, I'm going, the books are over Dallas a little bit. Minus 155 is a little bit steep in terms of the money line department, but I'm going to go into the spread department. Dallas minus a goal, giving myself push protection and getting a plus 115 price tag while doing it. I say, four of their last five at home, they've won by two plus. I think they do that against the second worst away defensive team in the league, Minnesota United. So give me Dallas minus a goal here, Tom.
I am riding along with you on that one. Lock that in as one of my plays as well. Looking for a way to bet Dallas in this spot. Minus 155 isn't really the answer. I'll take the minus a goal with some push protection. We haven't hit on one of those yet, I don't think, but no. I think we finally do here.
Let's hope.
All right, Taylor. Now that is going to do it for us here on this week's episode. Guys, it has been a pleasure riding along with you. You can follow me on Twitter at TV at work. You can follow Taylor at ATLTWill. And of course, head on over to our friends at BetRivers. Sign up for an account today. BetRivers.com. They're available in a wide variety of states now, including, as I try and pull it up here, we've got New York, Virginia, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, Louisiana, Ontario. I apologize to my Canadians if I messed that up. New Jersey and Connecticut. Guys, it has been a pleasure. We will catch you next episode. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.